DC 101 with Yes, an owner of a lonely heart. Hello, 4 minutes after seven with the Grease Man up and around on this rainy day, helping you face it with pride. Yes, today is the day we must face with pride. Today is a very important birthday. Today is a birthday that always gives me chills. Do you know whose birthday it is? Let me give you a hint. It's the birthday of men who travel to foreign lands, meet interesting people, and kill them. Today is the 208th birthday of the Marines! 208 years of slogging through the beachheads, spraying bunkers, lobbing grenades! 208 glorious years! And every now and then, on a real damp day, when it's raining just like today, when the humidity's high, that old wound in my lower back, from the shrapnel the doc said they better not go for, starts aching me, I'm reminded. I'm reminded of the days in my life when the name on the uniform said Grease Minnelli, but everybody knew me as Sergeant Fury! Crying Tree, 1967. I was on the plane, headed over there. A scared kid, as green as could be. I remember sitting there saying, wow, we're headed to Nam. I sure hope we see some action there. Golly. First thing I do when I get to the ground, I'm going to get my issue M16 and practice with it. Practice, practice, practice. I'm going to load up clips and keep it clean. I turned to the GI who was sitting in the seat next to me. He was also from the D.C. area. He looked at me. He said, I don't know about you, man, but
I'm going to chill out and shrug up. Do this and do a little of that. Uh-huh. You know, I'm going to look at this and look at that.
Well, there's lots of scenery there.
Make some cards, drink some water, take a nap, wake up, get ready. I'll be here. I got a lot of things to do.
Well, okay, that's your, you do what you want to do. I can't wait to get in the action, I'll tell you that, though. Well, as I'm sitting there, we're making our approach into Nam, and I see these people falling past the window. You know, there I am, sitting there in the airliner, just kind of looking around, and every now and then as we're approaching the airfield, I'll see a guy fly past the window. I finally said to the lieutenant in charge, I said, Lieutenant, what are these guys dropping out? He said, there's a helicopter with a couple of colonels above us. They're questioning President. I said, can't believe this. Incredible. I think I'm going to like it here. Wow, there goes another one. So finally the plane landed. We all fell out. And that's when I met Mad Dog McCoy. I'll never forget the way he said, Dad, hot! And I looked into the meanest face of a Marine I'd ever seen in my life. He said, all right, puke brain! Welcome to the war! You have now grown up here. You have now got the chance to use what you have learned. I trust you have learned it well, or we will be shipping you home, not in an airliner with cocktails, but in a plastic bag. Am I making myself quite clear? And so, he said, first thing we'll do is take a shower because you stink! You all stink! Well, you know, we were in this climate-controlled airplane at 72 degrees for 10 hours, and all of a sudden we get out and it's 115 degrees. Naturally, we stunk. He said, march! March! And so we all started marching to the showers. I said, excuse me, Lieutenant, sir, permission to speak, sir, please, sir. He said, what is it, puke face? I said, can I have my luggage, sir? I don't like taking a shower without my Calgon bath oil beads. He said, Calgon bath oil beads? You're a Marine! We use lava! I said, lava? On my tushy? He said, Marines don't have tushies! Marines have big, hairy, boil-covered butts! And you will use lava, do you hear me? I said, I'll embrace him, but yes, sir, I do. But before we can get to the shower, I heard it for the first time, and I'll never forget it. I said, what's that, a fireworks display, sir? He said, you idiot, grab some real estate incoming! Jumped into the fray. He wasn't afraid. He just stood up, We're all cowering on the ground, and there he is, holding that chattering gun, yelling there. Well, the firefight ended just as quickly as it began. It was like this tremendous deafening roar, and all of a sudden, nothing. And there's Mad Dog. I'll never forget him. The lieutenant's standing there. He had an NVA stabbed with his bayonet, which he had affixed to the end of his M16. And the NVA is holding the place where the knife is in his belly, going, We're all looking in shocked fascination as Mad Dog is just digging that bayonet deeper and deeper. He said, hey, Dude Brain! You know how to get a commie off your bayonet? I said, no, sir, how? He said, like that! And he just blew him right off the end of that. We watched it as he lay there twitching. That was my baptism by fire. But as we turned away, that commie, with the last breath of life in him, reached down and grabbed the Chinese stick grenade and rolled it towards us. Mad Dog tackled us with a flying tackle, but he was still in the air when... his big 245-pound body absorbed most of that shrapnel. As we lay there, I went running over to him, Lieutenant! Lieutenant! But he was gone. Lieutenant! The chaplain came running over. Dominie Dubiscum, Mommelie Lipscum, W. I said, Lieutenant! And the chaplain, who was also a Marine, he jacked me to my feet. He said, get a grip on yourself! He said, don't cry for the lieutenant! Right now, he probably just kicked down the pearly gates, grabbed St. Peter by the collar, yanked him across the table, and said, I want some organization here. Do you hear me? He blew away a couple of angels he didn't like. Yes, sir. And right now, he's probably making everybody in heaven get an alphabetical order for immediate inspection. Let me tell you something, punk. The chaplain spat in my face. Marines don't die. They just regroup in hell. Do you understand me? I said, yes, sir. He said, say amen. I said, amen, yes, sir. And he walked away with a Bible in one hand and Mad Dog McCoy's bloody bayonet in the other. And in the coming months, as I rose through the ranks, I learned the honor and the destiny of the Corps. I even got to where I brought back souvenirs. I got to the point of brutality where I brought back souvenirs. I remember one guy brought back a tobacco pouch he made from the left breast of a mama-san. I remember one guy brought back a skull that he filled with lead that he used for a paperweight. I can't say on the radio what I brought back, but I'll tell you this much. I got the most interesting marble holder in town. Ah!